Learn how to walk with God in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Biblical genealogies are not usually at the top of anyone's list for devotional readings. Reading about who begat whom, it's a little like reading the phone book. However, hidden in these fascinating lists are some of the greatest jewels of the scripture, such is the case for Genesis chapter 5, where in a list of names, we find an extraordinary statement of faith. It's found in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. There the Bible says, "Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Genesis repeats this designation that Enoch walked with God twice, once in verse 22 and again in verse 24. The Bible uses this phrase for only one other man, Noah. That places Enoch in some high company. In the list of the faithful found in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible uses the Greek translation of the Hebrew phrase, "he walked with God." Hebrews says Enoch was pleasing to God. This was not something that just happened. It wasn't something that Enoch was born with. He developed a lifelong habit of close fellowship with God, following his laws and seeking to know God personally. It wasn't easy. Enoch lived in the time before Noah, a time in which humanity got so far from the Lord that God destroyed the world through a flood. Such was the evil nature of the day. It was in that period, a time so evil that God couldn't look at it anymore, that Enoch walked with God. Enoch lived in a time much more evil than ours and remained close in his walk with the Lord. We have no excuse. We have the power of Christ to keep us close to the Lord. There is no excuse for ungodliness in the Christian's life. So how can we be like Enoch? How can we walk with God? Listen to the scripture's description of how Enoch did it, found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. "By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." How was Enoch able to maintain his godly life? By faith. Enoch was not necessarily a man of great moral fortitude or courage. The difference was his faith. According to the book of Hebrews, no one can please God or walk with God without faith. But what kind of faith? It's a faith that constantly seeks after God, a faith that trusts God for who he says that he is, a faith willing to stand alone if necessary, a faith willing to go against the grain and stand with God. Perhaps the most famous words from the American Revolution are the words of Patrick Henry, who cried out, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Such should be the faith of the Christian, to stand against all opposition and say, as Joshua stated on another fateful day, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That takes faith, not courage, not fortitude, but faith in the power of God. You can stand firm in your faith. You can walk with God, because now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.